Ursula, would you also talk about how some of the Pacifica stations themselves actually will utilize these contacts?
Yeah. It needs to be, you know, one thing that should be also made clear is that I don't dedicate all of my time to the affiliates. I would say about a half of my time is spent working for Pacifica. So in a sense, what the affiliates have done is create the funding for a staff person to help Pacifica manage its national affairs. So a lot of the work I do is building the infrastructure and the services that Pacifica needs to do business nationally itself. So I work a lot with the Pacifica stations in terms of building systems, procedures, technology to help the process of program distribution and policy around that. And I think what Heather was referring to is that it's this activity of connecting to people. It's a very common occurrence that somebody at a Pacifica station or another station wants to be able to contact somebody in another part of the country, and they call me up and they say, who do we have out there? For instance, when this congresswoman was shot, I can't remember her name right now, in Arizona, Tucson. Okay. Yeah, WBA called. Sharan Harper was on it immediately. She called me first thing in the morning. She said, who do we have in Arizona, in Tucson? I said, you know, KXCI, this is who you call. And, you know, within minutes, she had the interview she wanted. So there's a lot of that going on. And another example of that, it just happened today in a staff meeting. Dwayne Bradley said, does anybody know where to find the sound of Hillary Clinton saying that Al Jazeera is better than American media? Bang. I said, yes. KMUD in Redway, California, they recorded that sound. They made a PSA out of it to support their Al Jazeera programming that they're distributing. And I gave she had sent it to me. And so I sent it to all the Pacifica producers or general managers that sound if they want to make a promo out of it. And I can send it to you, too, if you want it. I can post it.
I love it.
Yeah. So,
Ursula, would you like to take some questions? I know we didn't get into the portal, but maybe we can do that at another time, even.
Okay. Well, let me just say one more thing about the program that's very important for everybody to understand, be able to visualize the program. When we were in this phase of the first 2 years where. Mostly me, Dina, and Teresa were being yelled at a lot by everybody for the sins of Pacifica in the 1990s. One of the things that people were furious about was that they didn't have access to our satellites to distribute their own program, and they were basically like, well, who the hell are you to be telling us to take your programming? We do good programs too now, and we want to distribute our programs. So Dina and I were at a conference in San Francisco. Norm Stockwell, who's the operator of WORT, sat down in a bar with us. We were all a little bit slightly drunk, and he took out a napkin, and he said, okay, this is what you are going to do. And he, on a napkin, outlined what is today the audio port. He said, you are going to make a website, and this website is going to allow everybody in the network to upload their own content themselves so that everybody can exchange it with each other. And it will also have the programs that are on the satellite. That we can access those programs without, you know, that was the basic idea, that we're going to move from a hierarchical relationship to a horizontal where everybody is sharing programs instead of everybody being fed programs by Pacifica. I took this home at the time Pete Caracas was the webmaster. He had the vision to see immediately how relevant this was. And he implemented that. He built what is today the Audio Port, which is at audioport.org, which is an internet. It's a website where everybody in the network can upload shows and download shows. And that has become the heart and soul of Pacifica Network, because everybody is participating in this activity, including the Pacifica stations. So today, there are hundreds of thousands of programs stored in that website on all sorts of topics. When Davy D was in London, he was in the subway when it was bombed. He opened up his microphone, and within an hour, he had run home, uploaded the sound, so everybody in the Pacifica network had the raw sound of the bombing. And so the audio port has raw sound. It has documentaries. It has regularly syndicated programs. It has a whole variety of things. It also streams our satellite live, because a lot of affiliates today do not have satellite equipment. But with the internet, they can connect to the satellite and play it in real time. So it's very, very important for you to understand that this is really the town square that we are circled around now, because everybody in Pacifica Network knows each other because they see each other in this website, and they see who is creating programming, and they see who is taking their programming, and there's a tremendous amount of activity going on between everybody now. And the website has become so strong that now independent producers from all over the world are contacting Pacifica and syndicating their programming through AudioPort too. So the website's value rises at an astronomical rate these days. So it's a tremendous asset, and it's very important to know that, because you have to understand that national programming is really not the big issue anymore for Pacifica Network as far as the affiliates are concerned, because they are busily, you know, exchanging programming at a dizzying rate right now on a national scale, and Pacifica is participating in that as well. So I'll leave it at that. There's lots more. I think what I'm going to do is post to the listserv the document stating the mission of the affiliates program, as Arlene and I have come to an agreement about, and also a showing, in a sense, of the labor that I do, so you can get a tangible sense of what I actually do. I'll put that on the website so you can look at it at your leisure.
This is Campbell Forstack.
Yes, well, we're just going to open up the field of questions, if anybody has questions of Ursula, and I'm sure you do. Yes,
I want to say one more thing, and then I'll shut up. Thank you, first of all, for listening to me. I'm really trying hard to be concise. I have relocated for the time being to Iowa, where I'm helping to build a radio station. And it's a very interesting experience, because it's a type of job training I could not have paid for. Suddenly I'm on the other side of the fence. I'm looking at things from the eyes of a client. And it's also turned out to be great marketing. Heather came with me to the National Community Radio Conference in San Francisco a few weeks ago, and she told me something that was very interesting. She said she overheard two affiliates say to each other, "She's like us now."
Uh-oh, watch out.
So I think I just got my street cred. I've been promoted from bureaucrat to radio, you know, real radio person. So there's lots more to say. You know, I could talk to you about how we'll market the program, but I think I'm going to stop here. And I want to answer any questions you have so that you can begin to understand what this is that's going on.
Okay. Campbell, go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much, and I apologize for being late. We had a surprise birthday party for John Hughes, our general manager, and I was trying to get out of there with a little bit of my chili left, and as I was about to go out, then John finally came in. It was a surprise party, and he seemed actually surprised, and with him came Arlene, and so that delayed me a bit longer. I was supposed to be getting some things for our former chair, some food for her. But the thing that I had asked Arlene about, well, Arlene gave, she was with John Krieger.
Yeah, attorney Krieger.
If I see his name, I get it. But at any rate, there's some information that I think she wants to be the person to share that she had gained from him regarding CPB. But there's also something I got to ask her about that we had been dealing with last year, and I hadn't heard anything back on. You know, Ursula, you recall when we were dealing with the issue about FSRN, and I guess we have new people on the line, Free Speech Radio News, and they're, you know, the egregious amount of money that we owe FSRN and the fact that it was about to sink them. And you may recall a proposal that I had drafted insofar as being able to get some CPB money so that we could pay our bills and thereby help keep a, you know, state a series of stations from going under. And she did not recall that, but I discussed it with her, and she was saying that, well, that looked like it might be something that could be successful. So I'll send it to her again. I'll send it to our committee, our task force also, and I think that would be, you know, somewhat, even though that's not an issue of crisis, it seems, right at this moment, unless you all had a discussion contrary to this. But I think that it would be very important insofar as being able to begin to look at how we can provide some financial or facilitate some financial support to the affiliates, because just as there are a number of stations coming online and into existence, there are a number that are very, very much threatened. I'm sure you shared that before I got here. That there are a number of stations that are being very threatened financially and financially challenged. So I just wanted to share those particular points. And also, I guess in a question, Ursula, you mentioned an agreement that had been agreed upon in spirit. Did anything ever get agreed upon in fact and with signatures and stuff like that?
Well, you know, I think there was the understanding at the time that this was something that would be developed over the years, and along the way, decisions have been made that have really fleshed out what was the best course of action for the affiliates program, and that's basically been my job to make those determinations. And sometimes it's required, you know, discussion with the executive director, and sometimes not. For instance, part of the PACE document had to do with some sort of democratic management of the satellite.
We're picking up some side conversations, I think.
Yeah. That whole part of the PACE document became irrelevant because when AudioCort was created, there was no need to manage the satellite. The satellite, we do still have a satellite, but it's basically an irrelevancy because everybody now has access to national distribution through the website. Mm-hmm. So that's a good example of, you know, things. You know, it's been 10 years now, so the decisions are made on there was never a need to officially, you know, come back to that. The decision was just like, okay, the general plan seems good. Now let's hire somebody to figure out how it's really done, you know?
Right. If I could just make one comment further, and I think that's be useful for all of us on the task force to keep in mind. When you mentioned that there's Free Speech Television from Colorado that's affiliated now,
yeah,
you know, we I think need to keep in mind, let's not be platform myopic. We ain't just selling like the Pennsylvania Railroad. We ain't just in the railroad business. We're in the communications business, whatever form that may take, and television, et cetera, I think is something that we need to really, as seamlessly as possible, fold into our array of options that we're considering.
I think right now
we probably have enough as we can handle right now.
Well, we probably don't have legally the ability right now to distribute to TV. I that's not to say we could, but I don't think our insurance and contract covers that right now, so we would have to to look at that. I do want to say one thing about the decisions regarding the affiliates program. I do not have the luxury ever of being complacent about the managing of this program because I'm dealing with clients who are being asked to pay, and people only pay for something that they really want, especially in this day and age. Our contracts only last for 1 year at a time, and so every year I have to have a discussion with each station about whether they're happy with the program and what they're willing to pay for it. So we basically have a referendum once a year on whether this program works for people or not. So we have a pretty instant feedback loop. I mean, not only do we have to renegotiate contracts every year, we have lots of listeners all over the country who, you know, have no problem expressing their opinion about what Pacifica does. And I have to say, to date, the affiliates program has almost always passed muster. So, but it's only because I stay on my toes all the time. You know, nothing ever can slip too far.
I understand that.
Thank you.
I'm being held to a client standard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we have other people who would like to ask some questions of Ursula?
Oh, sure. Ursula, is that you with the cough?
Yeah, I went to the conference in San Francisco, and I picked up pneumonia there.
You got to put down them sugar.
And I'm not the only one. Lots of people got pneumonia there.
Wow.
It's anyway, I won't even start to make air jokes. Anyway.
She is coughing, but she's feeling better now than she was a week ago.
Yeah, this is just the residual.
Well, that's
yeah.
Okay. This is Teresa. I have a question. No, I forgot my question. First of all, I do want to say, I want to ask you, Ursula, it finally dawned on me, I guess, about 2 months ago, and I mentioned it to you, that I actually knew of someone that provided grants, that perhaps could give grants to you, and I would like to mention to the task force that put your thinking cap on, think how you can contribute to the program by either like approaching affiliate or mentioning an affiliate to Ursula that we could approach, or sources of funding. I know, Ursula, you mentioned a need of one of the affiliates, and lo and behold, someone was able to give them some equipment. So my question is to you, Ursula, can you think of anything right now that perhaps you need, the program needs, that maybe we should kind of be on the lookout for?
Well, I that's a pretty open end. I mean, what do you mean by needs?
Well,
what are you referring to?
Well, just what you just did now with Betsy, where you said, oh, Betsy, do you know anybody? Are you ready to build? God dang, cough is too much. You have 15 people on this call or 12 people on this call. Is there anything that you need?
Well, I need administrative help. I'm going crazy, but I don't know if that's appropriate question to ask. I mean, I think that if we do this survey that we've been talking about, I think that would be a great thing to do. And if members of the task force would, you know, help with that in terms of working together with me and then calling stations, it would be not only very helpful to everybody in Pacifica and in the affiliate program, but it would also be a great experience for those of you who participated, because these are wonderful people.
Has the work plan that we looked at last year been shared with the new members on the
You know, I think we're just trying to get everybody oriented right now, Campbell.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of clear last time we talked that it wasn't, that the lay of the land really had not been explained yet.
Okay.
So we're trying to do that now.
Right. I think that's excellent.
Because it's real important. You know, I know this is a little bit different than a station, so it's hard at first to visualize what this is, you know,
mm-hmm.
what's going on.
Sure.
What it is a really huge family.
So along that line, are there other questions that some of you all might have of Ursula, given all this tremendous information she just shared?
Well, I guess I have a question. This is Kim in L.A. I guess I'm confused, like, why you're in Ames and you're working for Pacifica, but you're building a radio station, and then you're saying you need more administrative help. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
all of a sudden there was like no static. It's like, oh my God, like there was no extra noises.
It was the purity of your intention.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's a question I can imagine that would occur to you. I'm not sure I can give you a simple answer to that. First of all, I'm building the station in Ames in my free time like everybody else, you know. This is a volunteer effort on everybody's part, and in terms of building the station, I'm a lonely volunteer just like everybody else here in Ames. You know, I do this at the end of the day when I'm, you know, when I have time. The issue of administration and my job for Pacifica, I mean, my job for Pacifica is really just only dependent on a telephone and a computer, so it's neither here nor there whether I'm in New York or Iowa. In a sense, it's a little bit better for me to be here because I became very isolated in New York. I lost, the main problem was that, I used to have people that worked with me. The affiliates program was always a team effort in the past. It has never been a one-person show. A number of people were always involved with the technical and administrative support that a project of this size requires. That support staff is no longer was eliminated when the when the cutbacks occurred, and
about a year and a half ago, right?
It's come and gone several times. So,
mm-hmm.
There's just no getting away from the fact that without the kind of support staff that used to exist, that the program is a shadow of itself because there are so many things that just aren't possible right now. And it's a little bit of a dicey situation because in order to get the technical staff, I was told I had to get higher fees from affiliates, and I did that, and the understanding on the part of the affiliates is what it would reflect in the services, and then that didn't really happen. And it's a little bit of a dicey situation.
That needs to be part of our survey.
Yeah, well, I guess. I mean, you don't want to set off a negative marketing campaign.
No, but
you know?
not as a negative marketing campaign. I think it's important for us to hear what people say and what the consequences are of us not having, you know, the enough people or resources applied to address their concerns as are needed. If they don't think that we are hearing them in the first place, you know, this can be a problem that's recurred previously.
It's not on that level. I mean,
could I get on the stack
I'm not really complaining because I think the situation's complicated, and I don't think there's ill will on Pacifica's part here. These are very, very difficult times. The other fact is that, despite the cutbacks, I did not cut back my willingness to do the work, and because of that, the program continues to grow. And there's just no getting away from the fact that a program that used to have 13 stations now has almost 200. That's an enormous multiplication of what happens and what has to be managed. And I'm not prepared to stop the program from going because I don't think that's in Pacifica's interest. However, there are consequences to getting more and more people involved.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we have Dina, right?
Yeah.
You have a question or comment, please. Was that Chandra?
Chandra,
forgive me. I get confused with your voices. I apologize. Chandra,
okay.
Please.
Well, I'm from New York, but I live in Brooklyn now.
All right.
So you can't take New York out of the accent.
No, that's true.
Not if.
Go ahead, Chandra. Right.
What I wanted to say in response to Campbell's question and Ursula's comments is that Ursula had an assistant,
Exactly.
He was taken away, the position was defunded, because of Pacifica's dire financial circumstances, which pretty much hasn't changed, as Campbell indicated before. The foundation is behind in its payments to FSRN and Democracy Now. I just found out the other day that only two stations are paying central services, so there's some other very serious issues that can't be addressed, and I don't know if I'm at liberty to share that information, but it affects the national staff and how they do their job. So this is a real critical problem, and the people that make the decision on the budget are the national board, and we have, I think, on this call at least three or four national board members, and if you support the affiliates program and you want to see it grow and you want to see Ursula have assistance, you all need to take the message to the PNB and the Finance Committee and get that put back in the budget. That's where the budget originates. The final budget is decided on by the Pacifica Finance Committee and then by the National Board.
I agree entirely.
Thank you, Chandra.
Just follow up with one point on that? I don't know if we've quite looked at things in this fashion, but if we can look at the addition of X amount of resources, like one person, will help, and this could be from a historical point of view, will help us gain Y an amount of new stations, which can bring in Z amount of revenue. I think that's a compelling argument. Okay, that means that we aren't just spending money on the affiliates program. What we're doing is making an investment that brings a return that can be unequivocal.
I'd like to finish with my statement, okay. That's okay.
Go ahead, Chandra, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with what Campbell said, but what I also wanted to say in addition to what I said previously is that the affiliates program has been operating in the black. It's the only program in Pacifica that makes money. And what happens is that because the network is so hard off financially, money is deflected from the affiliates program and put elsewhere. If it just had a little bit of the excess money that it makes, if they had that to work with, then Campbell's scenario would come true. And we'd bring in more affiliates, we'd make more money, Pacifica would have more income, and, it's a win-win situation as far as I can see.
You have to draw pictures and show the numbers.
Can I make two comments about that, Heather?
Okay, yes, of course.
Well, first of all, I just want to be very clear again. Pacifica is not spending money on the affiliates program ever.
Right.
It is just taking more or less money from the income. So I want to make that very clear, because that was a misunderstanding that happened for years. Having said that, I think this issue that we're talking about right now is a very complex issue, not only financially but politically, and is very tied up in the complex relationship that Pacifica National has with the sister stations, because no matter how much the affiliates program brings in right now, it does not compare to what the sister stations are being asked to pay, whether they're doing it or not. By the way, KPFT is providing money, and I think KPFK is too.
KPFT and KPFK are the only stations that are paying central services.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that where I'm at these days is to shift away from the thinking about fighting over a relatively small pot of money. Because I truly feel that the Pacifica sister stations need as much support as they can. They are struggling, just like all of the other stations in the network. They are having financial problems. And by the network, I mean the entire, 200 stations. So I think that it's time to reposition our thinking and use the fact that, at this point, Pacifica National has an asset that it did not have 10 years ago. It has a network. And so my focus has shifted to what can we do to leverage that network to bring in a substantial amount of more money. And so we rise above this problem because I have come to understand that politically it's very difficult for Pacifica National to hire staff on the national level when the stations are laying off staff. It's just even if it's justified, it's politically, it just doesn't work for people. And so, you know, I think that at this point, if we shift our thinking to thinking, you know, if we stop thinking of ourselves as five stations struggling in the desert and realize that we are now a network of stations that live in an enormous resource-rich community of, say, 200 stations, our power to make money shifts dramatically, and my focus has turned to that because I think that's our way out. So I just want to put that on the table. You know, I think fighting over the $250,000 it's going to be very difficult to do that. And I've come to, you know, I've made my peace with that. So I'm just speaking for myself. That's where I'm at.
Mrs. Kim, I just have a comment.
Go ahead, Kim.
I'll be happy to consider it if I see a budget, you know, when they break out the numbers.
Well, I'd like to see the budget too, quite frankly. So
yeah, me three.
I am on the National Finance Committee. Next time we discuss the national budget, I'll request it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great.
Thank you, Kim.
I'm sure that you have an idea of the expenses, you know, Ursula.
Well, yeah, I have a pretty good idea of the expenses that I directly incur. It's not very much. The rest of how the expenses are budgeted, I don't really know. Now, I think Arlene sent me something recently, and I'll send it to you, and you can take a look at it. I honestly haven't had time to look at it. I don't know how the decisions there were made. So I'll send you what I got.
Great. Thank you.
John,
okay, I'm just going to, John, I was just thinking, looking at our time here, it's about almost a quarter of 10 Eastern Standard Time. And I would like for us to talk just briefly about the survey, because it keeps getting referred to before we end this call tonight. But, John, if you could please make your comment, and then if we could go to the survey briefly. Okay,
right.
So
I also would like to say if anybody would like more information, please contact me, and I'm happy to, you know, answer any questions you have.
Great, Ursula, thanks. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to follow up on that last statement concerning thinking of us as a 200 member network and how that would inform our fundraising activity. Now, maybe on a future call we could have a brainstorming session in terms of, okay, we're a network of 200 stations. What does that mean in terms of our approach for fundraising and funding that network? Would we approach different organizations, different foundations? Just what does that mean? And because it also did state that it's kind of like a quantum difference between how we view ourselves now and how we would view ourselves after that. So I would like to translate that into some action.
Okay. John, I will say that that is pretty much been my main focus of thinking for the last 3 years, because I've been seeing this, you know, looming economic problem. And I have been working on a proposal, and I will be happy to share it. I have really come to see that we have enormous opportunities staring us right in the face, and it's ours to take.
Well, I think you need to leverage everyone's brain power on this.
Sure.
I know you've been thinking about it, but you know, that's why we're here.
Absolutely.
This is Kim. Can I share a funny story with you?
Yeah.
It's going to be quick. About
fundraising. Kim, go ahead.
About fundraising and the affiliate. like I told you, I'm an urban person, okay? But last week, we had a new general manager come to KCFK, and there was like a little dinner for, you know, whatever. And I was there, and Brian DeShazer was there. And I was asking him, do the affiliates use the archives for fund drives? And he said, well, some of the smaller stations, you know, it's kind of expensive for him. And he said, a rural station that I talked to said that their best fund drive gift is a truckload of manure. It's really hard to compete with that.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful.
Well, Jim, I don't know how we could follow that one.
I get it.
And back CD.
That's great, though. I like that. So if we could move on to the discussion about or get an update on the survey, and this is asking Ursula again, but to give us an update on that and where we should move with this. What are the next steps with it as well?
Well, I think we need to have a, you know, we had a very fruitful meeting about a month and a half ago where we started the discussion, and I think at this point we need to come up with what kind of questions we want to ask. I was directed at the last task force meeting to ask affiliates. We did do that at the conference, didn't get any responses. Kind of what I thought would happen, we just kind of got a bunch of blank stares because most affiliates pay us to do national work and they don't really have a whole lot of opinion. They're thinking locally. So I will make one more attempt to try and get some information out of them. But push comes to shove, we're going to have to think about what questions we really want to ask, what are the most strategic questions that we could ask at this time. And, you know, I think that does require a little bit of thought. And I think that's the point we're at, is coming up with those questions.
I want to mention to John as well your question about fundraising. Of course, we were wanting to do the survey of the affiliates to have a sense of what their needs are, you know, how we can best serve them. But the other thing is that we want to ask a question about audience and so forth. So, and, you know, once we have a better grasp of the audience potential in this amazing network, that also helps all of us, or certainly Pacifica, with fundraising. It just shows the strength of the work that we're doing. So this information can, I think, be powerful. But we just need to collect it. And so, Ursula, are you recommending that we have another call with task force members to discuss the survey? How would you propose that we do this?
I think we should. I'm trying to think of how to use everybody's time most wisely. I think maybe some discussion by email would be good first, so that we could really hone in on what really are the smart questions to ask, because
Campbell, push that.
Yeah, go ahead,
okay.
Campbell.
Yes, I think that the point, and you know, folks are saying we should look around for funding sources, and that I think is the first thing, and one of the two committees in our work plan that we had devised previously was going to undertake that particular charge, and if we have some persons who are interested in that arena, I think that would be an excellent thing to do, because what we can do in that regard is to find out which particular funding sources, foundations or other possible sources, can be interested in, and what are they interested in, what are their priorities, and these are things that have to be woven into what your ask is for that foundation. You have to, you know, address the kinds of things that they're interested in, they're concerned about. Now, I think along with that, it would be very valuable for us to look at, you know, and looking at it in the perspective of the affiliates and their benefit. But now also, as we look at it from the network perspective, this is something that we need to look at as well, as to what the network prospective sources of funding are for the network, and you know what kinds of things we could deliver to them, and to not just think in the context of, oh, we are a network of radio stations. We are a network of communications where we can bring in communications from the community, et cetera, and provide research, a research arm for particular foundations that and funding sources that are interested in some specific kinds of areas. And I think that this is will bring us a long way down the road. The question that I was raising before was that in terms of talking with our affiliates and finding out from them what kinds of things they were concerned about, I think that, you know, we need to be sure that in a I know the questions were asked previously, and you got a good load of information, and that can help us frame our questions better this time around and more effectively. But we need to be able to get from them the kinds of priorities, concerns, and issues that they have. And this is one of the things I think, Ursula, you've made it a point that we would not forget about, is that the affiliates, they're paying money, and they expect to get something in return for that money. So this is something I think that would be very useful. So we have a lot of the broad outlines of things that we can, go after insofar as the survey. And I think at the same time, if we can identify some prospective funding sources, that would be extremely useful. And as I recall, you were talking with a few people several months ago in that regard, and I don't remember off the top of my head what the bottom line was of those kinds of discussions as to whether we have some things that we can possibly go with. You could fill us in on that.
Well, as you're speaking, Campbell, I'm thinking, and I guess, Heather, in answer to your question, having heard what Campbell said and just kind of thinking about the whole thing, I mean, the bottom line is that what is really coming down the pike is huge economic problems. There's just no denying that, for a number of reasons, which could have tremendous consequences for Pacifica, the affiliates program, everybody. And so we might want to just say, okay, let's look that in the face and have that discussion that you were proposing, John, to talk about just the issue of money first, so that we all kind of get clear with each other about what we're all thinking, and use that discussion then to inform a survey which will cut to the chase, because we don't have a whole lot of time left. I mean, there's an oncoming train coming at us financially, and so maybe we should just say this survey should address some serious questions that would facilitate whatever direction we go. I mean, the thing about raising money is you don't just raise money abstractly. You raise money when you have something that people are willing to pay for. So you have to have a plan. And so maybe the next thing to do, Heather, is to have that conversation about money.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I do want to add also that I know that we've been talking a lot about the survey. I think we need to give ourselves some goals on this too. I think we need to make a decision like when we're going to start it and some idea of when we might be able to end it something. We need to have some goals here on that. So we need to think along that line as well, I think. So, but I certainly like the idea of talking about fundraising. I'm sure that everybody would be interested in that and the needs are and so forth. So is there anything else we want to say about the survey this evening? Any other comments? Or all right, Madam Secretary, what's the next? We want to talk about the next meeting?
Under new business, I just want to mention, this is really old business, I just want to mention, please, everyone, would a representative of each of the sister stations please just type up the paragraph and please make a report to your local station boards, because I think if they have any idea of what the affiliates program is doing, it would give them a new attitude for Pacifica. Just want to confirm that our
Teresa, just before we move on, I just wanted to mention along that line, I think that's just a really great idea. And one of the things we also talked about doing is that in, at the normal meetings, quote unquote normal, when we're not doing an orientation, Ursula will give a report, and it's often a written report. And that's also something that we can all distribute to our stations and also to the affiliate stations as well. Right, Ursula? That report to give an update. So that's also something that we can do in the future. But Teresa, that's just a great idea though for us all to write this up. It is, you know, I know that Ursula's comments were being recorded. I think we should transcribe the comments, come up with a history of the affiliate stations. I think would be a really the affiliate program would be a great idea.
Well, it's actually written down and it's on the website, so I'll send out the links to these things.
Okay, that'll be great. All right, so Teresa, sorry, go ahead.
All right, so I'm anticipating just what we said. I'm anticipating some sort of Heather, you and I and Ursula or somebody, if they want to take the initiative to get with Heather, we'll plan some sort of meeting to talk about money and goals about the survey. I don't know. I guess somebody, I'll be talking to you more about that, Heather, but thinking that you're wanting to have some sort of meeting of a smaller group that's interested between now and our next affiliate meeting, right?
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
Is there anyone here that wants to be in on that meeting? I guess I should ask that question now.
Campbell.
Anyone else?
What is this meeting? What is the agenda of this meeting?
Heather said something about, I mean, I guess Ursula said, based upon Mr. Brinkley's comment about discussing money.
Well, what do you mean money?
Ursula, can you was Jack that talked about it?
John suggested that we have a discussion about what the opportunities are for new sources of funding based on the presence of a network, and I was suggesting that we have that discussion as the next step towards refining our questions for the survey.
Well, I'm confused about when you're talking about funding for what or who?
Well, my goal is to raise funding for all of the stations in our network and Pacifica National. In other words, what I'm saying is if we aggregate our interests and resources, we can create a situation where everybody starts to benefit financially from that.
Ursula's thinking big.
And this is something I know that Ursula's been thinking a bit about, but and it is really good for us to have this discussion. One of the things, Teresa, that I think Ursula was mentioning, based on what John had said, is that at the next actual meeting of the Pacifica of Affiliates Task Force, that we would talk about fundraising. I think as far as having a meeting between now and then, it might be good to do that so that we could come up with some ideas for how we're going to proceed with the survey so that that can also be presented at the next meeting. I think that that would be a good idea so that
Campbell,
we can actually move on this.
John,
go ahead, Campbell. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think it was one of the first things that I mentioned when I came on the call this evening was in regard to FSRN's financial challenge situation, and that I had identified a source of funding through CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that was specifically targeted on helping struggling community stations to survive. And that it seemed to me, and this is one thing that I had put together in a document that apparently did not get read by some persons who I hope would have read it, that would have us soliciting this money from CPB on behalf of the stations that were ultimately being dependent upon Free Speech Radio News, to whom we owed some big bucks. And so if if CPB would provide the funds to go through.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Campbell, I just think that, I mean, agenda-wise, I think that Campbell needs to flesh this idea out either under a specific line item of the agenda. But, I mean, I guess we need to just...
I was responding to a question.
Our next meeting is on July the 28th, and Madam Chair, if you want to state that you'll call another subcommittee in between them, maybe you can send out an email and people can jump on and join.
Wait, excuse me. Teresa, are we the third Thursday or the fourth Thursday? Because the third Thursday is the 21st.
Heather?
Today is the third Thursday. Am I right or am I wrong? Wait.
Today is the fourth Thursday.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm wrong.
Today is the fourth.
Okay.
So it's the fourth Thursday. So what is that? That's the 28th, right? So July 28th, right? So.
Yeah, the next meeting. And yes, Teresa, that's good. So if we're gonna hold something else between now and then. We'll call people, or I'll send out a note, or whatever. We'll decide that. But I think it's pretty well decided. I think it's just a really good suggestion that we have this discussion at the next meeting. Ursula has just a lot of good ideas on this fundraising concept. So I think to flush that out a bit and have a discussion about it, it's just an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm. So that's an actual source of money.
Yeah, an actual source of money, right?
Madam Chair, I move that we adjourn.
Yes, who's that?
Teresa.
Teresa, yes. I wanted to thank everyone so much for the call tonight.
I thank Ursula for your great
explanation.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Who's saying hello?
This is John. I was talking
about... John?
Yes, John. We're here waiting with bated breath.
We're still here.